Welcome to the NTEB Radio Bible Study with your host and Bible teacher, Jeffrey Greider. Rightly divided, dispensationally correct, and standing on the authority of the King James Holy Bible, this program is brought to you by NowTheEndBegins.com.
And good evening, everybody. Happy Wednesday night, and welcome to this edition of Rightly Dividing. My name is Jeff Greider. I'm the editor-in-chief of NowTheEndBegins.com, and tonight, for the next 2 hours, I have the honor and the privilege of being your radio host and Bible teacher. Tonight's topic, what you need to know about the coming Mark of the Beast, the number 666, electricity, and some key Bible words that end in X. Earlier today, we published an article on the United States issuing its very first passport using an X as a gender designation. And it reminded me of all the things in 2021 that have to do with X. There's Xbox, Gen X, things can be rated X, there's Xerox, Exxon, there's a coming global tax, you can get vaxxed, oh boy, and the list goes on and on. 50 years ago, Peter Ruckman published a book called The Mark of the Beast. And it contains a section about words ending in X as related to the Antichrist. We would do well to revisit it, and indeed we are. In Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 3, it says this, "And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, everyone into his own city." On this episode of Rightly Dividing, we are revisiting the tantalizing nuggets from Ruckman's book, The Mark of the Beast, and we're paying special attention to words that end in X, and some really interesting Bible verses connecting Antichrist with electricity, as in Wi-Fi, as in the prince of the power of the air. I think you see where all this is going. Now, some of Ruckman's book is a little bit dated, as you might expect from a book written in 1960 dealing with the ever-changing fields of technology. But we're going to cull some of the key points of Ruckman's take on things to show you just how right the good doctor was. His homegoing was 5 years ago, and he didn't live long enough to see much of what he said was coming actually arrive. We will start with today's article on passports using an X, and then we're going to work our way backwards all the way to the year 96 AD. Tonight, what you need to know about the coming Mark of the Beast, the number 666, electricity, and some key Bible words that end in X. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your goodness and your mercy. We thank you, God, for all these that you've gathered here. Lord, I feel an excitement tonight. I feel a charge. I feel electricity in the air. And I'm excited about tonight's Bible study. And Lord, we pray for a good spirit in the chat room. We pray, Lord, for open minds and open Bibles. And meet with us, Father God. And we believe your word. We love your word. We love you, Lord, your Holy Spirit, your only begotten Son. And meet with us now, Lord, and wash away our sin. 1 John 1:9 says that if we confess our sin, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So cleanse us, Father God, tonight. And we thank you. We praise you. We ask you to meet with us, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Well, good evening, everybody. Tonight, I'm really excited to bring you tonight's Bible study. It's going to be a little bit of a different type of Bible study tonight. I want to go over a book that was written by Dr. Ruckman way back in the year 1960, before I was born. 1 year before I was born. But still, 1 year before I was born. And Dr. Ruckman wrote a book called The Mark of the Beast. And we sell it at the bookstore. You can go to BibleBeliever.com and you can get yourself a copy of that book. And I highly recommend that you do, because it's a great book. Now, as I said earlier, there's some things in there that really need to be updated. He wrote the book in 1960 talking about technology. But one of the main sections of this book that we're going to talk about tonight, Dr. Ruckman had a teaching called Words That End in X. And it's really important that we take a look at that, because it has a lot to do with the world that we live in 2021. It has a whole lot to do with 2021. And people talk about getting the vaccine. What do they say? That you go out and get vaxxed, V-A-X-X-E-D. We're being told to trust in the vax. We're being told that a global tax is coming. And Ruckman came up with a whole list of words related to the Bible or directly taken from the Bible that end in X. And we're going to see how it relates to the coming Antichrist, the number 666, and the mark of the beast. And it's going to be a different type of Bible study tonight, but I promise you, Lord willing, I promise you, it's going to be a really exciting, if you love Bible prophecy, it's going to be a really exciting Bible study tonight. I have so many thoughts going through my head right now. My mind is literally buzzing with anticipation about tonight's Bible study. We are going to start in Revelation chapter 13, and then we are going to bounce all over the place, Old Testament, New Testament, dozens and dozens of Bible verses. We're going to give Jeanette a really good workout tonight with her posting the verses, and it's going to be fun. Good to see the chat room filling up, and very glad that you're here. So let's start. Saved by the blood of the crucified one.
Oh!
Saved by the Blood of the Crucified One, recorded live at a PBI blowout, Pensacola, Florida. The year was 2010. And the song leader you heard leading that song was my old childhood mailman, Brother Dave Gervins. Great song leader, good brother, great man of God. Saved by the Blood of the Crucified One. I hope that you're saved today. We're living in rapidly escalating times. We're living in a day and age where Bible prophecy is literally leaping off of the page. And tonight we're going to look at some of that. We're going to see words that end in X. And we're going to see X all over the landscape in 2021. And we have some stuff tonight that's really, I mean, I think you will find some of the subject matter this evening to be quite, I don't even know what the word is, stupendous. And it's stupendous because the Bible says that thy word is true from the beginning, and every one of thy righteous judgments endureth forever. And tonight we're going to be looking at the sure word of prophecy the Bible talks about. The Bible talks about the sure word of prophecy. How sure is it? You can hang your hat on it. How sure is it? You can hang your eternal destiny on it. 2 Peter 1:19. We have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto ye do well that ye take heed, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place, until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts. And tonight we're going to be looking at the sure word of prophecy as it relates to these crazy times that we live in. Right now we are on day 593 of 15 days to flatten the curve. Here in the free state of Florida, COVID rates have dropped to the lowest in the continental United States. They are down at the bottom. Over the last 7 days, here in St. Johns County in Northeast Florida, where I live, only 19 cases of COVID have been reported. That's down by about 20 times of what it was just 2 months ago. And yet you don't hear them talking about that in the news. You don't hear them talking about slowing down the vaccine program. You don't hear them talking about pulling back on the vaccination mandates. The virus seems to be going away, but the vaccine mandate seems to be increasing. It seems to be heating up. Well, why is that? That really doesn't sound like science to me, because it's not science. And we have reached a place where coronavirus has become a religion. And the vaccine has become the sacrament of vaccination. We did an article earlier today. The Vatican has begun to administer the third round of the sacrament of vaccination. And the Pope has said that there will be serious consequences for anybody in Vatican City who refuses to be vaxxed, V-A-X-X-E-D. X marks the spot, as the old saying goes. So what we're going to be talking about tonight, we're going to be talking about the Bible, the book of Revelation, written in 96 A.D. We're going to be talking about a little book by Peter Ruckman called The Mark of the Beast, written in 1960 A.D., and then we are going to compare and contrast all of that with things that are happening right here, right now, on day 593 of 15 days to flatten the curve. And as you're going to see in tonight's program, you're going to see X everywhere you look. And the reason for that, the Antichrist is preparing to take the stage. The church is preparing for the pre-tribulation rapture. One must go as the other arrives. And this is where we find ourselves at 9:17 on October 27th of 2021. We find ourselves on the cusp of the pre-tribulation rapture of the church. We find ourselves on the cusp of the start of the time of Jacob's trouble. We find ourselves on the cusp of Antichrist stepping out of the shadows to take the stage. That's how close we are to everything. And I don't know about you, but I'm really, really excited by that. Comes and he's got the blood that was shed for your sin and for my sin. The Bible said it was God's blood that was shed. It wasn't man's blood. It was God's blood that was shed on the cross that day. And Jesus Christ is the manifest image of God the Father. Jesus says, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. And when he was on the cross, he shed that blood. He made a payment. That's what he was doing on the cross that day. He was making a payment for me and a payment for you. Colossians 1:14 says, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. Ephesians 2:13 says, "But now in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ." And that's what Jesus Christ was doing on the cross. Acts chapter 20, verse 28. "Take heed therefore unto yourselves and to all the flock over which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseers, to feed the church of God, which he hath purchased with his own blood." Amen. Amen and amen.
Back then, valiant hearts you longed to serve him.
But you didn't think that
Jesus could use someone like you.
Oh, but look how he's
used your life since he's brought you.
Is coming. You may be at church. You may be at work. You may be asleep. God grant that you will be ready when he makes his personal appearance. My God, what if his appearance occurs on a Sunday morning? My prophetic word to you this morning is get ready! Get ready!
Yevarechecha Adonai v'yishmerecha. Ya'er Adonai panav elecha ויחונקה. יישא אדוני פניו אליך וישם לך שלום.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for your goodness and your mercy. We thank you, Lord, for all these that you've gathered here. We're so excited to be gathering once again, Lord, to study your word and to pray for each other and to lift each other up. Lord, we pray salvation for Sarah and Eric and Becky Jacobs, Greg and Melissa Price, Glenn Clark, Cheyenne Bridget, and Tony, and nephew Matthew, and Jeanette's family, Trevor, Derek, Adam, and their families, Jordan. We pray for Kathy's son, Matthew, to be saved and for protection. We pray for my three brothers, John, Jimmy, and David, to be saved. We pray for Jesse, who's in jail. We pray for him to be saved. Cindy Kettlecamp, healing from COVID, and she thanks everybody for their prayers. She says it's made all the difference having her NTEB family pray for her. We pray for Sammy in South Africa, 14-year-old girl battling leukemia, Harmon's son Michael battling pancreatic cancer, Clayton Perry, Jesse Spurlock, Becky Markovich, Jerry Rogalski, Keith Ham's wife, Sherry, all these battling cancer. We pray for Paul Kreitz, had a massive heart attack and he's having a hard time recuperating. Malia McLean, complications from Lyme disease. She needs a healing. Hal needs a lung transplant. Elizabeth has an unspoken. Jeanette's mom has an unspoken. Marie Comfort. She wants you to pray for her for a possible move to St. Augustine. That would be a blessing. Marie wants to move closer to her family and closer to the NTEB ministry as well. Scott says, I would like to request prayer. Something has happened to my lower back going down my right leg. The doctor is calling it acute muscle strain. And he says, my employer is not being cooperative. I need another job. Thank you for your prayers. Alan Hardin, praying for Charlie Harvey's health, family, and finances. May Samuels needs a healing. Dana's husband with medical issues. Suzanne Wood, battling diabetes, depression, and high blood pressure. Maria Welch has a praise report tonight. Lots of praises. We've been praying for her daughter, Jessica. She's been sober now for 50 days. Amen. That's a real blessing. Maria says that Jessica's been going to her meetings. She really enjoys them. She came to St. Augustine to visit. They went to church and had a good time together. She's finally gotten a sponsor. She's making better choices. Her mom is absolutely over the moon happy. And she says to everybody at the NTEB family, thank you, thank you, thank you for your prayers. Pastor John Ree in the Philippines says, two souls got saved last week during our cottage prayer meeting. Please include them in your prayers. One of them is my cousin who had a stroke. Lori Perry, I was chatting with her earlier. She is so thankful and grateful for all of our prayers. She had two surgeries last week, and she's healing slowly, but she's healing. And she said, please tell everybody I said thank you. We're praying for our NTEB overseas pastors. Pastors John Ree, Danny, and Arnell in the Philippines. Pastor Pho John in Vietnam. We're praying for our street preachers, Jeffrey in Ohio, Kyle in Baton Rouge, Mike Hensel in Ohio, Joshua Gaskins in Virginia, Werner Bukes in Canada, Paul and Peggy Caulfield, Toronto, Marie in Philadelphia, Adrian P. Breda in Toronto, Canada. And please pray for the NTEB Bible and Gospel Track Program, handing out over 2,200 King James Bibles this month. And sometime in the end of December, I'm going to give you a complete list of everything that we sent out in 2021, and it's going to blow your mind. And God is using this ministry to a very high degree to get these Bibles out to people across America and around the world. So please remember to keep the NTEB Bible and Gospel Track program. We need your help. We need your support. We need your donations. And please continue to pray that God would allow us to get even more done. Shea Caster says, huge praise report. My daughter Melody just told me via text that my granddaughter wants to have lunch with her and I. She just turned 16. Amen. And we see a little bit of a reconciliation happening there. Carolyn said, prayers that our young children, 5 and above, do not take the vaccine. I have a 6-year-old grandson. Gary says, prayers answered and praise report. My daughter, who recently married, rededicated her life to the Lord and then led her husband to the Lord, and now she is asking me questions about the Bible. Amen. Please also keep them in your prayers. Their names are Kyla and Jeremy. And Gary, make sure that you go to BibleBeliever.com and click on the free link and send your daughter a King James Bible from Now the End Begins. That would be great. Jan Lacker says, pray for son David to be saved. And guest S says, please pray for my friend's dad. He was rushed to the ER because of the virus. She said it doesn't look good and asked for prayers. A lot to pray for tonight. A lot going on. Kentucky Jeffrey says, please, a prayer request for me. I miss my grandsons and children terribly. So, Heavenly Father, we come before you and we thank you, Lord, for your goodness and your mercy. We thank you, Father God, for a full chat room. We ask for a good spirit there tonight, Lord. And with all these prayer requests, people need a healing from cancer. People need healing from COVID. People need protection from the vaccine. People need new jobs and employment and reconciliation of finances and relationships and every possible combination thereof. Chrissy says, praise we celebrated 48 years of marriage, October 25th. Amen. Praise the Lord. So Heavenly Father, we ask you to work and move tonight as only you can. And take control of this Bible study, Father God, as we always ask you to do. And lead and guide and show us, Lord, in the scripture of truth, what the truth is about the end times. And we'll thank you, God, and we'll praise you for it. And we commit this time to you, God, in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. If you're just tuning in tonight, it looks like we have a bunch of new listeners tonight. Whenever we have exciting subject matter like this, now to me, it's all exciting. I can get excited about Second Chronicles. I can get excited about Obadiah. I can get excited. I can get excited about any book in the Bible because God wrote every single one of them. And the Bible says that Holy Spirit, he spake, and men were moved to write it down. And that's exactly what we're going to be looking at tonight. We're going to be looking at the scripture of truth. So let's start exactly where you would expect us to start. Turn to Revelation chapter 13. Revelation chapter 13 in your King James Bibles. And let me just remind you that coming up, speaking of the King James Bible, November 2nd, that's a week from yesterday, if you're going to be in St. Augustine, Florida, we invite you to come to the bookstore from 6:30 to 8:30, November 2nd, and we invite you to come to see our original 1611 King James Bible, first edition, fifth printing. And Brother Mike Whalen is going to give a short and lively historical presentation. He's a great brother in the Lord, and you'll be very, very excited about seeing his original first edition, fifth printing King James Holy Bible. So if you're going to be in St. Augustine, Florida, November 2nd, we invite you to come to the bookstore and check out our original 1611 King James Bible. It's in amazing, amazing shape. All right, let's start exactly where you would think that we would start. Let's start in Revelation chapter 13. And let's look at verses 16 through 18 in Revelation chapter 13. And of course, this is talking about the biblical mark of the beast. And tonight we're going to show you how all these different things are connected to the biblical mark of the beast. We're going to show you words that end in X. We're going to show you electricity in the Bible. We're going to show you who the prince of the power of the air is, and you're going to see that in 2021, Antichrist is literally waiting in the wings. Revelation 13, 16 through 18 says, and he causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads. And that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man. and his number is 600-3-score-6. 666. Now, I want you to turn to John chapter 6, and I want you to see what verse 66 says. John chapter 6, verse 66. From that time, many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. So Revelation 13 tells you about the mark of the beast, and it tells you that the Antichrist has a number associated with his name. And in the King James Bible, it breaks it down into three numbers, 666. You will notice that the difference between 6 and 60 is a factor of 10. And the difference between 60 and 600 is a factor of 10. 10 is the number of the Gentiles. So, the mark of the beast's number, 666 or 666, is directly connected with the times of the Gentiles. And in John chapter 6, verse 66, we read that the followers of Jesus Christ at that juncture in the Gospel of John, John 6:66, it says, from that time many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. They left Jesus Christ and they turned and started to follow Antichrist. Now, the Antichrist is the imitation Jesus Christ. He is the strong delusion from 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. That's what the Antichrist is. And in the Bible, if you take his mark, if you take his name, if you take his image, or you take his number, any one of those four things, or those four things together, the Bible says that you will never be forgiven by God. So the first thing that I want you to see about the mark of the beast tonight is that anyone who takes the mark of the beast will not be forgiven by God. So you need to be very aware of anybody who teaches the opposite. Anybody who teaches the opposite is lying to you, like John MacArthur.
In regard to the latter half of the tribulation period, when men would be required to have the mark of the beast in order to buy or sell, my question is, once a person takes the mark, is there any possibility of him coming to Christ?
Yes. I think, you know, in the seven-year tribulation coming in the future, we're going to get into this, so probably a week from Sunday night, maybe this Sunday night, maybe a week, I'm not sure. But the tribulation is a seven-year period, right? The rapture of the church, seven-year tribulation, then Christ returns, sets up his kingdom. Now, in that seven-year period, really two things happen. God begins to judge the world with a series of holocausts, and at the same time, he begins to redeem his people Israel. And in the process of this, the Antichrist establishes his rule, and in order to function in the economy of the Antichrist, you have to take the mark of the beast. Now, the question is, if you're living in the tribulation period, and you take this mark, in other words, you identify with the beast's empire, will you still be able to be redeemed? And I think the answer to that is yes. Yes. Otherwise, there would be no salvation of anybody in the end of the tribulation. So I don't think the fact that someone takes that is a sentence to it, to permanency, any more than...
All right, so let's clean up John MacArthur's mess. He's had a ministry for a long time. He has a lot of followers. If you're a follower of John MacArthur, he just lied to you. Turn to Revelation chapter 14, and let's look at verses 9 through 12. Revelation 14, verses 9 through 12. I told you that we're going to be going over a tremendous amount of scripture tonight. So everybody needs to sharpen up, focus, and really pay attention, because we're going to be covering a lot of ground this evening. Revelation 14:9 says, "And the third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, If any man worship the beast in his image, and receive his mark in his forehead or in his hand, the same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without mixture," meaning it's not diluted. It's the straight deal. It's poured out without mixture into the cup of his indignation. "And he shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb. And the smoke of their torment ascendeth up forever and ever. And they have no rest, day nor night, who worship the beast in his image, and whosoever receiveth the mark of his name. Here is the patience of the saints. Here are they that keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. In the tribulation, you will be saved by a combination of faith in Jesus Christ and keeping the commandments of God, that is works. And one of the main works that you have to perform during the time of the Great Tribulation, turn to Matthew chapter 24. One of the great works that you have to perform, during the time of the Great Tribulation, is you have to not take the mark of the beast, the name of the beast, the number of the beast, or the image of the beast. Jesus says in Matthew chapter 24, starting in verse 11, Matthew 24, starting in verse 11, "And many prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold." And here it is, "But he that shall endure until the end, the same shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom," not the gospel of the grace of God, but the gospel of the kingdom, "shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations. And then the end shall come." Matthew 24:13 says, "But he that shall endure until the end, the same shall be saved." In the time of Jacob's trouble, and especially in the time of the Great Tribulation, the main work that you're going to have to do if you find yourself there. Now, Christians in the church age will not be there. We will be removed in the pre-tribulation rapture. But if we're not, because people say to me all the time, "Well, hey, brother, you've been saying for all these years that the church is going to be removed in the pre-tribulation rapture of the church. What happens if you're wrong and the church goes through the tribulation?" My answer, no problem at all, because I have the exact roadmap of what to do in the tribulation. I know by reading Revelation chapter 14, verses 9 through 12, I know that under no conditions am I to take the image of the beast, the name of the beast, the number of the beast, or the mark of the beast. Reading Revelation chapter 13 shows me what the mark of the beast is. It controls finances. It controls buying and selling. So if I find myself in the time of the Great Tribulation, there's no mystery left at all. I have an exact roadmap what's going to happen, and I have the exact order that it's going to happen in. So, the first thing that you need to understand about the mark of the beast, Revelation 13 says it controls buying and selling. In the second hour, we're going to talk about the practical applications of these things as we see them in 2021. The mark of the beast controls buying and selling. The mark of the beast is something that is implanted inside your body. If you're reading along tonight with a Bible that says on the back of your right hand, Revelation 13, and not in the back of your right hand, I invite you to get up, to take whatever Bible that is. It's not the King James Bible, that's for sure. I invite you to get up out of your seat right now and take whatever Bible that is and throw it into your recycling box and recycle that so that that book can be repurposed as paper to print a King James Bible. Amen. And then I want you to go to BibleBeliever.com and click on the free button, and we will replace your Bible at no charge. That's how strongly we feel that you should be studying from a King James Bible. But suffice to say that in Revelation chapter 13, and he causes all, verse 16, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads. And contrary to what people like John MacArthur would have you believe, if you take this mark, there is no forgiveness. 1 John 1:9 will have no effect if you take the mark of the beast or have anything to do with his mark, his name, his number, or his image. Tonight we're going to be looking at some words that end in X. Revelation 13:18 says, here is wisdom. You want to be smart? Here it is. You want to be practically smart? Here it is. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 600, 66. 6 times 10 is 60. 60 times 10 is 600. 10 is represented as the letter X in Roman numerals. So, the mark of the beast is intimately connected with the letter X, as we're going to see tonight. Dr. Ruckman published a book 50 years ago, actually 51 years ago, called The Mark of the Beast. And in that book, and I've read it many times, in that book, The Mark of the Beast, and you can go to BibleBeliever.com and get yourself a copy. I highly recommend it. It's not an expensive book. It's just a couple of dollars. But I highly recommend that you get yourself a copy of this book, The Mark of the Beast, by Dr. Ruckman. And tonight, I'm going to be expounding on and hopefully expanding on things that Dr. Ruckman originally pointed out having to do with the letter X. And the letter X is intimately connected with the mark of the beast. Southern Bell is saying, what if they take the mark in their right hand, and when they realize their right hand caused them to sin, they cut it off? Well, in the Gospels, where it talks about those things, it's actually a reference to the mark of the beast. So don't get ahead of me. but Southern Bell says, what happens if they follow the scripture and cut their right hand off? You know those passages that Jesus is talking about where the worm dieth not. Turn to Mark chapter 9. Turn to Mark chapter 9, verse 43. Mark 9, 43. And if thy right hand offend thee, cut it off, for it is better for thee to enter into life maimed than having two hands to go into hell, into the fire that shall never be quenched, where their worm dieth not and the fire is not quenched. These passages are sister passages for Revelation 14, 9 through 12 that I read to you just a few moments ago. So in Mark 9:43, where Jesus says, if your hand offends you, cut it off. But Southern Bell is asking, what happens if somebody who took the mark of the beast cuts their right hand off and the mark is no longer inside their body? Too late. The mark of the beast is a spiritual mark. The people who receive the mark of the beast will do it as an act of worship. Why do I say that? Revelation 13:4. And they worship the dragon which gave power unto the beast, and they worship the beast, saying, who is like unto the beast? Who is able to make war with him? And there was given unto him a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies, and power was given unto him to continue 40 and 2 months. Now, 40 and 2 months is 3.5 years. That is the great tribulation. But he doesn't start at the great tribulation. He continues at the great tribulation. He starts at the time of Jacob's trouble, which is a 7-year time period. So if you have a paper Bible, underline where it says in Revelation 13:5, and power was given unto him to continue 40 and 2 months. That means he's already been operating. The tribulation is only one half of the time of Jacob's trouble. So, if you find yourself in the time of Jacob's trouble, if you find yourself taking the mark of the beast, and then, like Judas, you want to go back to the temple and return the 30 pieces of silver, no good. You have already done the deal. Judas didn't get out of his problem by returning the 30 pieces of silver. Cutting your right hand off does not remove the spiritual aspect of the mark of the beast from your body. So I want you to keep those things in your mind. This is what the mark of the beast actually is. It is not the name of Islam. The mark of the beast, every time I see on YouTube videos, this is the mark of the beast. And then I watch the video, and it's not the mark of the beast. The mark of the beast is an implantable device, a mark. The word Macron, as in Emmanuel Macron. Macron means a short, straight, horizontal mark. And with that, wow, we have to take our first break of the night. We are just getting started. I've already worked up a good sweat. And when we come back, we are going to be looking at words that end in X. And aren't you glad that you're saved tonight and that you will not be going to hell?
Sin I was living, no thought was I giving of dying, and where I would go. I was looking and buying, so hard was I trying to gain all this world had to hold. No peace and no pleasure could I even measure with all that I had to gain. I repented and prayed, Christ save me that day. Now I have got something to say. I'm not going to hell. I met the Savior, what a story I tell. I'm saved and forgiven, set free, all is well. I'm not going to hell. No,
amen. How about you?
I'm not going to hell.
Where are you going? Everybody goes somewhere. I'm going to heaven.
Now my life's worth living. Since I've been forgiven, Christ made a real change in me. I'm no longer crying when I think about dying, 'cause heaven is waiting for me. Now Satan's still lying, he's always trying to lead you down the wrong way. Just call on Christ's name, he'll save you today. Then look back to Satan and say,
I'm not going to hell.
met the Savior, what a story I tell. I'm saved and forgiven, set free, all is well. I'm not going to hell. No, I'm not going to hell.
No,
I'm not going to hell.
Because
I met the Savior, what a story I tell. I'm saved and forgiven, set free, all is well. I'm not going to hell. No, I'm not going to hell. Because I'm saved by His power divine.
Yes, I'm saved.
I'm saved to new life sublime. Life now is sweet and my joy is complete, for I'm saved. I'm not going to hell.
Amen, amen. And we are back for hour two of tonight's Bible study. The Antichrist, the Mark of the Beast, electricity, and words that end in X. Yeah, we got some good stuff tonight. That's for sure. All right, let's get started. Turn to Luke chapter 2. Turn to Luke chapter 2. And the first thing that we're going to look at tonight is we are going to look at the word tax, T-A-X. This is a word that has been removed from the majority of your modern Bibles. If you turn to almost any modern Bible version, the word tax has been replaced by the word census. And that is a, well, it should be a crime. That's a sin. Luke chapter 2. Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 3. Luke chapter 2, 1 through 3, we're going to look at a global tax that was in place at the first advent of Jesus Christ, a global tax. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed, T-A-X. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, everyone to his own city. Now, what does this have to do with the mark of the beast? What does this have to do with Antichrist? Excellent question, I'll tell you. At the first advent of Jesus Christ, Rome was in power. At the second advent of Jesus Christ, Rome will again be in power via the revived Roman Empire. At the first advent of Jesus Christ, all the world was being taxed. And yes, part of what Mary and Joseph had to do, they had to go and be part of a census, but it was not a census only. It was a census taking, and it was a taxation. Now, at the first advent of Jesus Christ, the world was under Roman rule. At the second advent of Jesus Christ, the world will again be under Roman rule. At the first advent of Jesus Christ, there was a global tax. At the second advent of Jesus Christ, there will be a global tax. All the way back to 2019, we reported on this to you. We told you that they were planning and working towards combining all the nations of the world and creating a global tax. And Donald Trump was president, and Donald Trump was not a globalist, and Trump pushed back against it. Trump didn't want to be part of a global taxation scheme. So what started in 2019 got put on hold. And then in February of this year, we told you that U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen told her G20 colleagues that Washington is dropping a push for a controversial provision in the global digital tax, opening the door to a likely agreement. And then just last week, that global tax took another giant step forward. And I believe that sometime in the next 2, 3, 4 months, they are going to ratify it, and you are going to see a global tax for the first time since the first advent of Jesus Christ. Now, turn to Daniel chapter 11. You say, what does a global tax have to do with Antichrist? Because a global tax is one of the hallmarks of the short-lived reign and kingdom of the Antichrist. Daniel chapter 11. And look at those verse numbers. Verses 20 and 21. I'm sure that's just a coincidence, though. Daniel 11, 20 and 21. Then shall stand up in his estate a raiser of taxes in the glory of the kingdom. But within few days he shall be destroyed, neither in anger nor in battle, and in his estate shall stand up a vile person to whom they shall not give the honor of the kingdom. But he shall come in peaceably, Revelation 6:2, and obtain the kingdom by flatteries. So here you have the ministry of Antichrist connected to a global tax. Tax is a word that ends in X. The Bible says that Antichrist is going to be a raiser of taxes. So this is one of the many reasons why we stand so strongly on the King James Bible. Because all the other modern versions, they remove the word tax, they replace it with census, and it breaks the cross-reference to the book of Daniel. How important is the book of Daniel? Turn to Matthew 24 and I'll show you how important the book of Daniel is. Turn to Matthew chapter 24. Look at verse 15. When ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation, that's Antichrist, spoken of by Daniel the prophet, stand in the holy place. Whoso readeth, let him understand. What is Jesus telling you here in Matthew 24:15? He's telling you to go read the prophet Daniel. And the exact verse that Jesus is talking about is Daniel 9:27. Turn to Daniel 9:27. Jesus says in Matthew 24:15, if whoso readeth, let him understand the book of Daniel. Daniel 9:27 says, and he shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week. That's a 7-year period. And in the midst of the week, that's 3.5 years, he shall cause the sacrifice and the oblation to cease. And for the overspreading of abominations, he shall make it desolate, even unto the consummation. And that determined shall be poured upon the desolate. Jesus says in Matthew 24:15, if you want to know the end times, go read Daniel 9:27. We just read Daniel 9:27. Now, look at Daniel 9:2. Daniel 9:2. In the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, understood by books the number of the years, wherefore the word of the Lord came to the prophet Jeremiah, that he would accomplish 70 years in the desolations of Jerusalem. So we have Matthew 24:15. We have Daniel 9:27. That takes us to Daniel 9:2. And we make an amazing discovery. Daniel has been reading the book of Jeremiah. And the place that Daniel is talking about is Jeremiah chapter 29, verses 10 and 11. Jeremiah 29, 10 and 11. For thus saith the Lord, that after 70 years be accomplished at Babylon, Daniel reads this, he goes, oh, I get it now. I will visit you and perform my good word toward you in causing you to return to this place, for I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end, not to prosper you. Don't fall for that junk. Makes me so mad every time I look on a t-shirt and I read, for I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to promise to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future. No, no, no. That's not what Daniel 29:10 is talking about. 29:11 is talking about. God says, I'm going to give you an expected end. That expected end is the kingdom of heaven in Jerusalem. Now, turn one chapter over to Jeremiah 30, verses 5 through 7. Jeremiah 30, 5 through 7. For thus saith the Lord, we have heard a voice of trembling, of fear, and not of peace. Ask ye now and see whether a man doth travail with child. Wherefore do I see every man with his hands on his loins, as a woman in travail, and all faces are turned into paleness? Alas, for that day is great, so that none is like it. It is even the time of Jacob's trouble, but he shall be saved out of it. Now turn to 1 Thessalonians 5:3, and the circle will be complete. 1 Thessalonians 5:3. For when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them as travail upon a woman with child. Paul is directly referencing Jeremiah 30, 5 through 7. Direct reference. As travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. So now we have the complete circle. We started in Matthew 24:15. Jesus told us to go read Daniel 9:27. We did that. And then we found out that in Daniel 9:2, Daniel got amazing end times insight reading about the captivity of Israel for 70 years in the book of Jeremiah. So then we went to the book of Jeremiah to find those passages, Jeremiah 29, verses 10 and 11. And then we went one page over to Jeremiah 30, 5 through 7. We saw the time of Jacob's trouble. And then to confirm that, we went to 1 Thessalonians 5:3, and we made a complete and total end times prophetic circle. Now do you see why it is important in Luke chapter 2 that your Bible retains the fact that Mary and Joseph were taxed? Do you see how that connects to Daniel 11, verses 20 and 21, where it connects the raising of taxes with the ministry of Antichrist? And you see how all these things are connected. Turn to Revelation chapter 6, please. Revelation chapter 6. I take that back. Turn to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Turn to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. And I want to show you something. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. And we're going to read verses 8 through 12. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 8 through 12. And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall destroy with the brightness, And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all powers and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth that they might be saved. And for this cause, rejecting the gospel, God shall send them strong delusion that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. I get asked a lot, what is the strong delusion? From 2 Thessalonians 2:11, what is the strong delusion? Turn to Revelation chapter 6, and I'll show you the strong delusion. Revelation chapter 6, verses 1 and 2. Revelation chapter 6, verses 1 and 2. And I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals, and I heard, as it were, the noise of thunder, one of the four beasts saying, "Come and see." And I saw, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat on him had a bow, and a crown was given unto him, and he went forth conquering and to conquer. What is a king? Rex, R-E-X. And who is the Antichrist? He is the counterfeit Messiah. He is the artificial imitation Jesus Christ. And in Revelation 6:2, we see him pretending to be a king, riding on a white horse. Does that sound like anybody you know? Turn to Revelation 19 and I'll show you the real deal. Revelation 19 and I'll show you the real deal. Revelation 19, Jesus Christ getting ready to come back. Revelation 19:11, and I saw heaven opened and behold a white horse. And he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True. And in righteousness he doth judge and make war. His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns. And he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. And look down in verse 16, Revelation 19:16, and he hath on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. You know who that guy is in Revelation 6:2? And he has a crown, and he's on a white horse. He's pretending to be Jesus Christ. He's not Jesus Christ, but he's pretending to be Jesus Christ. He has a bow with no arrows. Daniel says that the Antichrist comes with flatteries. He takes the kingdom. He's a slick talker. He's a smooth talker. And Daniel says he obtains the kingdom by flattery. And he comes riding on a white horse. And he pretends to be a king. And he is not a king. He is a Rex, R-E-X. I showed you tax. I showed you Rex. Turn to Revelation 13. Turn to Revelation chapter 13. Let's look at verses 5 and 6. Revelation 13, verses 5 and 6. And there was given unto him a mouth, speaking great things and blasphemies, and power was given unto him to continue 42 months. And he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle and them that dwell in heaven. So what do we have here? Revelation 13 verses 5 and 6. The Antichrist is using his vox, V-O-X. He is using his voice. You can go to vox.com. It's a liberal website where they talk about news and current events of the day. The people who work in the White House that the spokespeople who work in the White House, they're called the SPOCs, S-P-O-X. And that stands for the spokesperson of the president. It's called a SPOCs, S-P-O-X. Maybe you've noticed that if you've read some news articles lately. Keep Looking Up says, didn't Emmanuel Macron say that he wanted to ride in on a white horse? Good catch. He absolutely did. Emmanuel Macron said that he had a vision. He had a vision that he was going to rule over Europe. That's where the revived Roman Empire comes from. Emmanuel Macron said he wanted to rule over Europe like the god Jupiter. And he recounted one time that he said he had a vision. Emmanuel Macron said he had a vision. And this is what he said. As the story goes, Emmanuel Macron was at an official celebration of Joan of Arc in the city of Orleans, where she famously exhorted soldiers to kick out the English when he had a vision. Emmanuel Macron said he had a vision that his destiny would be to saddle his own white horse and to lead the French back to glory. Indeed, at his first public meeting in Paris in December, the presidential candidate sounded like an exalted preacher yelling to the heavens as 15,000 people chanted his name. That's how Emmanuel Macron came on the scene. The French blog site Monocle said at first he was labeled a fraud, a hologram, a caricature of self-delusion, then as a traitor to his boss, Francois Hollande, and to the Socialist Party he apparently supported, then dismissed as a mere bubble that the changing winds of popular mood would blow away, yet 11 months after launching his political movement, Emmanuel Macron is now the most popular politician in France. That was reported by the French website Monocle. And we told you that he came out of obscurity in 2014. Henry Kissinger took him to a Bilderberg meeting. And the subject of that meeting was the future of Europe. 2 years later in 2016, people who watched him announcing his run for president said, it felt like being at a wedding. It felt like you were watching a birth. I don't want to get off on a tangent on Emmanuel Macron. We have a lot of ground to cover tonight. I told you about the tax, T-A-X. I told you about the Antichrist, who is he's the counterfeit king. That's Rex. I told you how the Antichrist in Revelation 13, 5 and 6 raises his vox, his V-O-X, to blaspheme God. Let's look at another word in your King James Bible. Let's look at the word vex, V-E-X. Let's look at that word vex, V-E-X. Turn to Psalm chapter 2. Turn to Psalm chapter 2, verses 1 through 6. Talking about the second advent of Jesus Christ at the Battle of Armageddon. Psalm chapter 2, verses 1 through 6. Why did the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall have them in derision. Then shall he speak unto them in his wrath and vex them in his sore displeasure. Yet have I set my king upon my holy hill of Zion. What does God do to the armies of Antichrist? He is going to vex them. V-E-X. Psalm chapter 2 is talking about the time of Jacob's trouble. It is talking about a time when Antichrist is sitting in the temple. Verse 2 said, the kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed. That's Jesus Christ. And the Bible says that God is going to vex them, directly related to the short-lived kingdom of Antichrist. Tax, rex, vox, vex. Are you starting to see why Dr. Ruckman decided to put all these things in a book together? Words that end with X. It's really kind of an eye-opener. We've got to take a quick break, but we're going to come back. And when we come back, we're going to make some practical applications. I told you that Dr. Ruckman wrote his book in 1960. He went home to be with the Lord in 2016, and we're 5.5 years after that point now. And when we come back from this break, I'm going to show you the amazing things that are going on right now that have to do with the letter X. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
The Bible says my king is the king of the Jews. He's the king of Israel. He's the king of righteousness. He's the king of the ages. He's the king of heaven. He's the king of glory. He's the king of kings. And he's the Lord of lords. That's my king. I wonder, do you know him? My king is a sovereign king. No means of measure can define his limitless love. He's enduringly strong. He's entirely sincere. He's eternally steadfast. He's immortally graceful. He's imperially powerful. He's impartially merciful. Do you know him? He's the greatest phenomenon that has ever crossed the horizon of this world. He's God's son. He's a sinner's savior. He's the centerpiece of civilization. He's unparalleled. He's unprecedented. He is the loftiest idea in literature. He's the highest personality in philosophy. He's the fundamental doctrine of true theology. He's the only one qualified to be an all-sufficient savior. I wonder if you know him today. He supplies strength for the weak. He's available for the tempted and the tried. He sympathizes and he saves. He strengthens and sustains. He guards and he guides. He heals the sick. He cleanses the lepers. He forgives sinners. He discharges debtors. He delivers the captive. He defends the feeble. He blesses the young. He serves the unfortunate. He regards the aged. He rewards the diligent. And he beautifies the meek. I wonder if you know him. He's the key to knowledge. He's the wellspring of wisdom. He's the doorway of deliverance. He's the pathway of peace. He's the roadway of righteousness. He's the highway of holiness. He's the gateway of glory. Do you know him? Well, his life is matchless. His goodness is limitless. His mercy is everlasting. His love never changes. His word is enough. His grace is sufficient. His reign is righteous. And his yoke is easy. And his burden is light. I wish I could describe him to you. He's indescribable. He's incomprehensible. He's invincible. He's irresistible. Well, you can't get him out of your mind. You can't get him off of your head. You can't outlive him, and you can't live without him. Well, the Pharisees couldn't stand him, but they found out they couldn't stop him. Pilate couldn't find any fault in him. Herod couldn't kill him.
And we are back. If you've been tuning in, we have been on an absolutely roller coaster rocket ride, traveling from one end of the Bible to the other, across, up the top, and back, and over, and around in a circle. And we've been covering a lot of ground tonight, and we're going to cover a lot more ground, Lord willing. So, in this segment, I would like to make some practical applications of the letter X. I just gave you a number of biblical examples, some things that I think are really good and really solid. Told you about the tax, told you about the king who's a Rex, who has a voice that's a Vox. We told you how God is going to vex the armies of Antichrist in his sore displeasure. Let's talk about some things in 2021 that have to do with the letter X. Would you be surprised to learn that there is a vaccine called Vaccine X? And you can go to the National Library of Medicine, and it talks about something called Vaccine X. Multiplex Vax Array Immunoassay for Rapid Antigen Quantification in Measles and Rubella Vaccine. Co-administration of routine pediatrics vaccines in England. And the top story, to be or not to be vaccinated against COVID-19. And that's an article called Vaccine X. Then we have a company called Novavax, Novavax. And it says they filed the first COVID-19 vaccine authorization in the UK. And they're waiting for Novavax to be approved by the FDA and available in America. And it's from the Novavax company, Novavax. There's a man who is the richest man on the face of the earth right now. He is personally worth $0.25 trillion. Of course, I'm talking about Elon Musk. Elon Musk has a company called SpaceX. SpaceX. And this company, combined with his Tesla company, has made him more money than anyone alive on earth right now. The Bible says that King Solomon was the richest man on earth. And it is quite possible that King Solomon had more money than Elon Musk. But I think we can safely say that with the exception of King Solomon, Elon Musk has become the richest person on the face of the earth. No one has ever been worth $250 billion as a single individual. And the thing that put him over the top, the thing that is bringing him this unbelievable fortune, is SpaceX. Now, I understand that all these things are largely conjecture. And certainly the things that I'm giving you now are not things from the Bible. Do you remember the rapper, Lil Nas X? And you remember the very interesting product that Lil Nas had last year? It might even have been this year. I can't really recall. But Little Nas X, he made a product called Satan Shoes. And he put a drop of human blood into those Satan shoes. Is it just a coincidence that his name is Little Nas X? That X seems to be popping up in an awful lot of places. And it's kind of funny because when Little Nas X pops up, Joel Osteen pops up with him. They're actually good buddies. Amos 3:3, can two walk together except they be agreed? You tell me, Joel Osteen, can two walk together except they be agreed? You wouldn't find me walking with Little Nas X. Little Nas X created something called Satan Shoes. And he made 666 pairs of his Satan Shoes. And there was a drop of human blood injected into the soul of these Satan Shoes from Little Nas X. Bill Gates, we told you that Bill Gates is working on a vaccine called the Quantum Dot Microneedle Vaccination Delivery System. And what's so interesting about the Quantum Dot vaccine, it uses a enzyme with a very interesting name, luciferase. And that is a vaccine that Bill Gates is spending a lot of money on to develop. And if you've ever looked at the glowing purple-red image of a quantum dot vaccine, you will see that it glows in the shape of a red X or a purple X. You go to Revelation 17, it says that purple and scarlet are the colors of the harlot, of the mother of abominations. And Bill Gates is working on a vaccine that's going to use luciferase. And when that is injected into your body, the human implantable quantum dot microneedle vaccination system, it glows in the shape of a red purple X. Are you starting to see where we're going with all of this? I had a listener last year after we did this article, and he listened to when we first talked about the quantum dot vaccine. And I called it the implantable quantum dot microneedle vaccination delivery system. And this brother, he had a little bit of time to kill one day, and he just took an adding machine, and he took the numeric value of implantable quantum dot microneedle vaccination delivery system, and you can see the picture that I put into the chat room, and he added those numbers up. And what do you think those numbers added up to be? The numeric value of implantable quantum dot microneedle vaccination delivery system is 666 exactly. Are you starting to see where everything is going? Mike 16:11 says, what prevents the mark, number, or image to be here before the rapture? Very simple. The mark of the beast cannot be here without the beast. What we're seeing right now is they are creating the mark of the beast system. But you can't have the mark of the beast until the beast shows up. Another proof for the pre-tribulation rapture of the church. But we are so close to that time. We are so close to that time that we are watching the Mark of the Beast system be assembled. Let's talk about Judas for a second. Let's talk about the betrayer Judas. You know what the Bible says about Judas? The Bible says about Judas that he betrayed Jesus with a kiss. If you're texting somebody and you want to text them a kiss and a hug, what do you type into your mobile device? If you want to text a kiss and a hug to somebody, you would type in what? You would type in an X and you would type in an O. X is the universal symbol for a kiss. XO means kisses and hugs. The Bible says that Judas betrayed Jesus Christ with a kiss. And then he called him friend. You see where all this is leading? Jesus said this about the friend that betrayed him with a kiss in Zechariah 13:6. And one shall say unto him, what are these wounds in thine hands? Then shall he answer, those with which I was wounded in the house of my friends. Melissa just pointed out that a text is T-E-X-T. And you open up your text and you send an X-O. You see where we are? But I'm sure this is all just a bunch of interesting coincidences, isn't it? Well, let me tell you the thing that got me started on this kick today. I first heard Dr. Ruckman give his teaching on words that end in X in relationship to the end times years ago. I've been blessed to hear Dr. Ruckman preach in person many, many times. And years ago, I first heard about his teaching from his book, The Mark of the Beast. And this morning, when I looked at the headlines, and the headline read, the United States issues first passport with an X as a gender designation, graphically illustrating America's stunning moral and spiritual decline. Dr. Ruckman wrote his Mark of the Beast book 51 years ago. And what do we see in 2021? We see an absolute assault on the man-woman relationship, on the union that God himself created. In Genesis chapter 5, it talks about this union of man and woman. Genesis 5:1, this is the book of the generations of Adam. In the day that God created man, in the likeness of God made he him. Male and female created he them, and blessed them and called their name Adam in the day when they were created. The Bible says that God created man, and God created woman. Turn to Isaiah chapter 14. Isaiah chapter 14. Lucifer shakes his fist at God. Lucifer shakes his fist at God. Isaiah chapter 14. And what does he tell God? He tells God that he's going to take what God has. Isaiah 14:13, for thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. This is what Lucifer said he was going to do. He said, God, what you've created, I'm going to recreate. God creates man. God creates woman. In 2021, Satan creates X. X marks the spot. And we are so close to the rapture of the church that we are now seeing the world's most influential country putting X's for gender. No more male, no more female. Now it's X. God created man. God created woman. Satan is creating X. We have an Xbox. We have Exxon gasoline. We have Generation X. We have SpaceX, X-rated movies. Elon Musk named his baby XAEA-12. We did an article a number of years ago. New software tracking called Locate X allows U.S. law enforcement to track and locate anyone at any time with no need for a warrant. This is software called Locate X. And do you know who the X is? The X is you. That's who the X is. On our Friday podcast, the entire Friday podcast is going to be devoted to showing you the digital ID tracking system that is being released right now. And it's going to blow your mind. And all these things like Locate X tracking system, it's everywhere you look. You pull up apps on your iPhone X. Everything is connected to the letter X. Right down to the United States passport that now will include a spot for the letter X. That is a direct attack against man and woman. What is X? It's anything you want it to be. You're the God now. You're in charge. You're the creator. No longer are we stuck with man and woman. Now it's X. And X, you can just fill in the blank. Like that man wearing a dress who sodomized that high school girl in Loudoun County a few weeks ago. And the school called the father a domestic terrorist for demanding that justice be done about the transgender who raped and sodomized his ninth grade daughter. They called the father of the girl who was raped. They called the father a domestic terrorist because they said he was attacking a transgender. That transgender raped his daughter. And it was the father who was attacked. Do you see the times that we're living in? Do you see the importance of what an X on a passport is really going to shake out to be? What it's really going to mean? It's going to mean a world where you are your own God. And any God will be the accepted God except the God of the Bible. This is what Pope Francis has been working on furiously. Pope Francis, just a few weeks ago, at the beginning of the month, he invited 40 spiritual faith leaders to come to the Vatican. Everybody was represented except for Jesus Christ. And Pope Francis invited 40. He invited Muslims. He invited Buddhists, Taoists. He invited the whole lot. And they're all uniting under one banner. And you know that banner is going to have an X in there somewhere. And this is the world that we find ourselves in. A world that is dominated by X. Judas betrayed Jesus Christ with an X. Little Nas X selling Satan shoes. They think they've discovered a new planet in outer space. And what are they calling that planet? They're calling it Planet X. The existence of a new planetary body could explain the peculiar movements of celestial objects orbiting beyond Neptune. Paraphrasing Rutgers Hauer's soliloquy at the end of Ridley Scott's Blade Runner, we can say, and it would be true, that we have seen things you wouldn't believe. Bodies of ice beyond Neptune's orbit, dwarf planets, objects that move with elongated orbits, orbital planets that display the same angle of inclination, perihelia that extend beyond the gravitational influence of Neptune. But all of this information will not be lost in time, and now the time has come to figure out exactly what is happening on Planet X. And everywhere you look, there is an X attached to everything. There is an X attached to nearly every aspect of Antichrist in the Bible. And when we come back from this break, I don't know how much longer that will go, but probably have another good 15 or 20 minutes left. There's still some more stuff that I want to show you, and hopefully we can bring this all together and we can tie it with a bow and we can see exactly where we are on the end times timeline. We'll be right back.
Great is thy faithfulness, O God, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not, thy compassions they fail not, as thou hast been now forever will be. Springtime and harvest, sun, moon, and stars in their courses above, join with all nature in manifold witness to thy great faithfulness, mercy, and love. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness, morning by morning, new mercies. guided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Sin and peace that endureth. Thine own dear presence to cheer and to guide. Strength for today and bright hope for tomorrow. Blessings alive with 10,000 beside.
Back for a very special extended Rightly Dividing Bible study tonight. We have more ground to cover, and I would be doing you a disservice if I didn't give you the rest of what we have to talk about tonight. And here's a sneak preview. I'm going to give you guys a sneak preview of the next billboard that's going to go up in downtown St. Augustine just in time for the Knights of Lights. And a lot of you are coming out for November 20th to be part of the street preaching that we're going to do for the Knights of Lights in St. Augustine. So I thought that we need a new billboard, and I'm going to give you guys the very first look at the new billboard that's going to go up next week in downtown St. Augustine. Check this out. That is the newest billboard. It's going to be 40 feet wide, and it's going to be 12 feet high, and it is going to be in a very, very busy area of downtown St. Augustine by St. Augustine Beach. So I just wanted to give you guys the first look at the newest billboard. And Lord willing, it's going to go up in about 6 or 7 days from today. I sent the file off to the printer just a couple of hours ago, and it usually takes about 6 or 7 days for the vinyl to be printed and for the billboard to go up. So for all of you who support the Gospel Witness Billboard Program, thank you so much. And this billboard, Lord willing, will be going up next week in addition to the other one. This doesn't replace the other one. This is in addition to the new one that we rolled out a couple of weeks ago. And I'm just really, really, really excited for this new billboard going up. So for everybody who prays and donates to the billboard program, we're getting it done because you're helping us do it. Please continue to donate to the billboard program, and please continue to donate to the free Bible and gospel track program. We need your support, and we want to do more. We want to do more. So there you have it. All right, turn to Isaiah chapter 14. Turn to Isaiah chapter 14, and let's take a look at verse 12. Isaiah 14, verse 12, talking about Lucifer. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which did weakest the nations? So here in Isaiah 14:12, Isaiah is talking about Lucifer falling from heaven. Isaiah 14:12 says, "How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which didst weaken the nations?" I want to point out to you that the word Lucifer is a combination of two words, luxopheros. Lucifer is a combination of two words, lux and pheros. Lucifer equals luxopheros, L-U-X. And this is the last of the X words that we'll be focusing on tonight. There's many more. But tonight, the last X word that I want to bring you is Lucifer, luxopheros, light bearer, L-U-X. That's the word for light. And in Isaiah 14:12, Isaiah sees Lucifer falling from heaven. I want to direct your attention. I want to direct your attention to the Gospel of Luke. Luke 10, 18 and 19. Luke chapter 10, verses 18 and 19. "And he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you." So in Isaiah 14:12, Isaiah says that Lucifer is fallen from heaven. When he falls, Luke 10:18 says, "I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven." Now, I want to point out to you that in your King James Bibles, the word lightning appears 13 times. In your King James Bible, the word lightning appears 13 times. We see that lightning is one of the things in God's arsenal. 2 Samuel 22:15 says, "And he sent out arrows and scattered them, lightning, and discomfited them." Job 28:26 says, "When he made a decree for the rain and a way for the lightning of the thunder." Job 37:3 says, "He directed it under the whole heaven and his lightning unto the ends of the earth." Then when you get to Daniel chapter 9, verse 6, Daniel 9, verse 6, actually verse 5, did I say 9? I meant 10. Daniel 10, verses 5 and 6, "Then I lifted up mine eyes and looked, and behold, a certain man clothed in linen, whose loins were girded with the fine gold of Uphaz. His body was also was like the beryl, and his face as the appearance of lightning, and his eyes as lamps of fire, and his arms and feet in color to polished brass, and the voice of his words like the voice of a multitude." Now, if you've ever read Revelation chapter 1, you know that Daniel is describing Jesus Christ. And in your King James Bible, the word lightning appears 13 times. We see that lightning is in the arsenal of God's weapons. We see that Jesus Christ has an appearance like lightning. Not like lightning. He has his face is the appearance of lightning. and the counterfeit imitation Antichrist, when he falls as lightning from heaven. He comes down pretending to be Jesus Christ. So why are we talking about electricity? Turn to Ephesians chapter 2. Turn to Ephesians chapter 2. The last X word that we're looking at tonight is the word lux or lux, L-U-X. It means light. And we see that Satan falls from heaven as lightning. Lightning is made up of electricity. Lightning is concentrated electricity that has the power to cover great distances in a very small amount of time, doing and inflicting tremendous damage. Ephesians 2:2 says, "Where in time past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit now worketh in the children of disobedience." Now let's put all these things together, shall we? Lucifer, lux, he falls from heaven as lightning. Lightning is concentrated electricity. In 2021, we live in a world that is connected by Wi-Fi, wireless fidelity. That's what Wi-Fi stands for. Wireless fidelity, and it means an unseen, unfelt, invisible current of radiation that carries images, pictures, audio, video, books, papers, words, news. Do you realize that we live in a day and age where these things are flying through the air? And every single one of us, every single day, we have these waves of Wi-Fi traveling through our bodies every single day. And contained in those radiation waves of Wi-Fi are signs and miracles and wonders, images, pictures. Why do you think the King James Bible uses the word image and it doesn't use the word picture? Could it be because the Holy Spirit knew that in 2021 we would be using the word image to the degree that we do? Now, May says 5G is a weapon. I want you to imagine what it would be like if there's something in that vaccine, VAX. I want you to imagine what it would be like if there's something in that vaccine that can be triggered through 5G, through the prince of the power of the air. I'm not saying that there is. I don't know if there is or there isn't. But I have said on the podcast many times that, in my opinion, I feel that there is some sort of secret ingredient in these vaccines that they so irrationally insist on injecting. In China, they have begun to give the vaccine to 3-year-old children. And it's only going to be a very short period of time, and they're going to be vaccinating brand new babies with the COVID vaccine. Why are they doing that? What is so important in this vax, V-A-X, that they have to give it to every single human being on the face of the earth? Could it be there's going to be a Wi-Fi connection to whatever is actually in that vaccine that's going to control human beings? That's going to affect you at the RNA and the DNA level? I don't know. But I have a feeling that that's at the very least, that's the direction that they're heading in. Democratic New York Governor Kathy Hochul, she wears a pendant around her neck. Has five letters on it. V-A-X-E-D. And Kathy Hochul says that she wants you to become her apostles. She says, get vaxxed, V-A-X-X-E-D, and become her vaccine apostles. She says, this vaccine is from God. So funny, she has that big golden X around her neck. Get vaxxed, V-A-X-E-D. But I'm sure it's all just an amazing coincidence. John 16, 1 through 4 says, these things have I spoken unto you, that ye should not be offended. They shall put you out of the synagogues, yea, the time cometh, that whosoever killeth you think that he doeth God's service. And these things will they do unto you, because they have not known the Father nor me. But these things have I told you, that when the time shall come, you may remember that I told you of them. And these things I said not unto you at the beginning, because I was with you. Jesus warns about a coming time of great persecution. You're looking at it. You're looking at the letter X everywhere you turn. You're looking at an upcoming generation of people who do not identify as male or female. They identify as X. And you're going to see, if the Lord tarries, you are going to see some unbelievably obscene things. That girl getting sodomized in the girls' bathroom by a transgender wearing a skirt, that is just the beginning. That is just the tip of the iceberg. America, what's left of America? America is being pulled down by the very pillars. I did an article yesterday entitled, Yes, Bill Gates is Working Around the Clock to Bring a Global Identification System Based on the COVID Immunity Passport to Every Nation on Earth. And it's going to use Wi-Fi. It's going to use digital biometric identification. It's going to use electricity. It's going to be connected to the letter X. It's going to be connected to the prince of the power of the air. So, we see very, very clearly that in Dr. Ruckman's little book that he wrote, it's really more like a booklet. There's only about 50 or 60 pages to the book. And he wrote the book 51 years ago. When Dr. Ruckman wrote The Mark of the Beast, that was 8 years before the internet would even be invented. And it was 34 years before the internet would be released to the general population. It was long before the invention of Wi-Fi. It was long before the invention of any of those things. Mobile devices. And he noted how peculiar that it was that all these words that end in X, nearly every single word has a negative connotation. And then, of course, the words that I gave you from the Bible, vox, lux, rex, vex, Jesus was betrayed by Judas, who kissed him with an X. And on and on and on it goes. Dr. Ruckman was very much ahead of his time. And here we are in 2021 and we're watching these things come true. Well, lightning fast. It's amazing to me how much is being accomplished by the New World Order on a daily basis. I told you that the mark of the beast controls buying and selling. And that's exactly what you see happening in all these different towns and cities and countries. If you don't have the vaccine passport, no job. What do they say? No jab, no job. This week, thousands of people in New York City and Brooklyn mobbed the streets demanding an end to the vaccine mandates, to the VAX mandates. Whether you realize it or not, all these things are happening because of the rising spirit of Antichrist. Mike 16:11, he asked a question earlier. What is preventing the mark of the beast from showing up before the Antichrist gets here? Well, the Bible clearly teaches that you can't have a mark of the beast without the beast. But what you can have without the beast is you can have the preparation for the world system that the beast is going to operate under. And that system is not only underway, that system, I submit to you that system is almost completed. Now, I know it's late, but I want to play just a couple of minutes of this clip. And this clip was from somebody, his name was Dr. Carl Sanders, and he was one of the engineers who worked on the original human implantable microchip. And Carl Sanders was a friend of mine. I want you to listen to what he had to say. The sound quality is a little scratchy because this is about 30 years old. But I want you to listen to this clip.
Understand, first of all, that I'm not a medical doctor. I'm an engineer. And so my part of it was designing the microchip, not interfacing it to the nervous system and this type of thing. But byproducts that came from that were other microchips that began being used in places like Chino Prison. Instead of an lesion in the brain, they were using a microchip for sex offenders and child molesters. Now, folks, this was a progression of things that happened. And as it moved along, the chips became more sophisticated, and at one point they determined that we can't use a flat chip that has to be surgically implanted. This won't work. We got into designing cylindrical architecture, got into designing stacked strata, and building a cylindrical chip. This microchip, in fact, my wife has got one in her purse. It's going to be difficult to pass it around to everybody in here. In some meetings we can do that. Here it would be a little difficult. But this microchip, very small, fits through an eye of a hypodermic needle. Now, right here in Spokane, or Sacramento, you have been exposed to this in pets and this type of thing. We've been using it for brands. We've been using it for all kinds of things. There's a group called InfoPet down in Los Angeles that claims they can keep track of 1 billion pets to within 10 feet of where they're at. And so these things are here. The reason we're here and sharing with you tonight is that these things are real, folks. And we're moving to the positive identification of the microchip. I'm going to kind of bunch some things together here, but one of the things that happened was we went out, we spent $1.5 million doing some research on places to put the microchip. We had determined this chip has 250,000 components, a little lithium battery built into it, and a charging circuit. It fits through a hypodermic needle, and one of the problems was you got to recharge this thing. You can't run in and change your battery like you do on your watch once a year. And so they've got to recharge this thing. And so we had a charging circuit built into it. And it was a charging circuit built on temperature change. We spent $1.5 million, between $1.2 million and $1.5 million, trying to determine where the places on the body were that the temperature changed the most rapidly. They could have asked any mother. All they'd had to do was ask her, because the places they came up with, and I've got the reports back on it, the places they came up with were just below the hairline, on the forehead and on the back of the right hand. Two places in the body. I think it was kind of interesting because there wasn't an Antichrist in that group. There was 100 men involved in it, or actually 101 men and a couple of women involved in the project. There wasn't an Antichrist. There wasn't anybody that came in wearing long red underwear and a tail and a pair of horns. Everybody was, they were just guys trying to do a job. We had a lot of freedom in what we were doing, and we were all trying to do the very best we can. One of the things during the project engineer doesn't always get to control everything, and I fought the use of lithium as a battery source. I didn't like the idea of lithium because I felt that lithium was a little risky in some areas, and I felt that it might cause us some problems. I wanted to go to a couple other ones, gallium arsenide. I wanted to go to a couple other battery sources, and they wouldn't go to that with me. Then I began to understand, after God put the call on my life, and I began to look at Scripture, why? And I would like to have you turn with me to Revelation 13, and I'm going to show you some things. The Bible that I had at the time, I read it, and it said in verse 16, it said, "And he caused us all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their forehead." Now, the Bible I had said on the right hand or on the forehead. I looked at that, and I said, praise God, I didn't do it. I wasn't a part of it. Oh, isn't that good? And the Lord said, look at the word mark. And I said, but Lord, he said, look it up in the Greek. And I've got the pages from the Strong's Concordance here so that you can look it up yourself. The word mark is chiragma in the Greek. And it's 5480 in the Strong's Concordance in the Greek. And it says a scratch, an etching, a stamp, as a badge of servitude, or cut into. It takes you to the word charax, which is to sharpen to a point. The idea of scratching, a stake, a pointed object, pointed into. I believe what John saw as Jesus was giving him the book of Revelation, I believe what he saw was a hypodermic needle, and I'm going to tell you why. Because in the meetings that I have been in, meetings in Luxembourg, meetings in London, meetings at the Sir Francis Drake Hotel in San Francisco with a lot of these people, I've been in 17 of these One World type meetings.
Did you hear what Carl Sanders said? Did you hear what he said? And this tape is from 30 years ago. He said that he believed with all his heart that what Revelation 13 is talking about, what John was shown, was a hypodermic needle injecting into the back of the right hand and injecting into the forehead. That's what Carl Sanders said back in the 1990s. Hypodermic needle. And what do we see in 2021? What is all the fuss about? It's about people being injected with hypodermic needles. Carl Sanders said this was coming 30 years ago.
The whole idea behind it is identification. And folks, it's not a barcode. You can't contain enough in a barcode. First thing is, nobody would accept a barcode. Who wants that thing out there? But I believe it's the microchip under the skin. And by the way, I'll go into at the last meeting we had.
So there you have Carl Sanders 30 years ago, over 30 years ago. And like I said, Carl Sanders was a friend of mine when the Lord had me start Now the End Begins. I used to have him on as a guest. He's been on our program two or three times over the years. And he said over 30 years ago, watch out for the hypodermic needle. And Carl Sanders, he's gone home to be with the Lord, but Carl Sanders connected the the mark of the beast with a hypodermic needle injecting something in the back of your right hand. Now, let me give you one more X before we go. The Roman Catholic Pope, he has a throne that he sits in. And when he sits on this throne and he talks about matters of Catholic doctrine, they say that he is speaking ex cathedra, which means that he is speaking from this very specific throne. They call it the Pope speaking ex cathedra. The Bible says in Revelation 2:13, I know thy works, and where thou dwellest, even where Satan's seat is. And thou holdest fast my name, and hast not denied my faith, even in those days where Antipas was my faithful martyr, who was slain among you, where Satan dwelleth. The Roman Catholic Pope, they say that when he speaks ex cathedra, he is infallible. Words that end in X, words that have X in them. The vast majority of these words are related to the Antichrist, to the mark of the beast, to the image and the number of his name. X marks the spot. The richest man on earth became the richest man on earth by SpaceX. Passports in America starting today will bear an X for the gender of Satan. Now you tell me how close to the end times you think we are. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your goodness and your mercy. We thank you, Father God, for this amazing rocket ride through Scripture. And we're just so glad and we're just so grateful, Lord, to be together as a church family. We are not a church, but we are the church. And Lord, apply this Scripture to our heads and our hearts. Let us be wide awake and truly aware of the times that we live in. Let us be brave and bold and fearless. Let us go out into the highways and hedges and compel them to come in and to get something done for you in these last days. And we just thank you, Father God, and we praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, thank you, everybody, for tuning in to this very special extended Bible study. This may be one of the longest ones we've ever done, and I loved every minute of it, and thanks for doing it with me. Lord willing, we'll see you back here Friday, noon Eastern time, and we are going to continue this theme of the letter X, and we're going to apply it to the global identification system that Bill Gates, the United Nations, the World Health Organization, and other companies around the world have been building for years, and they're using the cover of COVID-19 as an excuse to launch it on the entire world. And that will be Friday's podcast, noon Eastern time. Have a great rest of your week, everybody.
I'm kind of homesick for a country to which I've never been before. No sad goodbye.